Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? I apologize in advance for last week. Well, I say in advance, but it's actually after the fact. We had an hour where we broadcast the show, and an hour where we had to do a best of because I'm having voice issues, and they continue, but we have to power through it. I think it's stress related, to be honest with you. Stress. How would you ever know what something has taken off of your life? It was like I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. He says, Kevin, if I hadn't had my change the battery in my wife's car, then she wouldn't have gotten in a wreck that occurred literally 30 minutes later. Because he was debating, should I get the battery here, pay more, or should I wait and get it another time? And he opted to get it then and there. Well, 30 minutes later, she gets hit, cracks 6 ribs, you know, all kinds of trauma going on. And he was like, you second guess yourself. And I go, yeah, you know, how many times could we have left earlier, stayed later, whatever, and we don't know what would have happened? We don't know. She still could have been hit, right? But in that particular case, he knows this is what I decided. The decision I made likely caused my wife to get into that wreck. Well, again, what is God's plan for that family with her having had that wreck? Don't know. I guarantee you this, lessons are being learned. But my point is, we don't know what things are going to be. I don't know that stress is taking 7 years off of my life. I feel like it. I do. Because leading up to my 50s, I was a picture of health. There's a saying, fat, dumb, and happy, right? And I get it. I get it. Sadly, these days, I'm fat, smart, and miserable. But don't feel sorry for me, because I always find out a way to laugh at life. I figure out a way to laugh at life. But I have to tell you, I don't feel good about not being able to do my routine. And it saddens me, because I see these groups that don't do enough. They seem to get a lot of money. They collect a lot of things. The lives of the people running these groups seem to be pretty amazing. But I don't see much happening. And I'm the type of person that, I hate to say this because, you know, it drives Melissa crazy, but I'm willing to sacrifice for the greater good. Now, I already talked about this the other day. I'm going to put a lid on that a little bit because I have to allow my family time for my family to get... You know, for us to indulge is not even the right word. For us to live life the way we want to live it, the way you should live life, on your own terms. What's this saying? People are saying it a lot these days. I'm going to live my best life or whatever. I agree. Live your best life. And don't let anybody guilt you into it. I'm certainly not trying to guilt anybody into anything. Whatever you do for the Kevin Jackson Network, I want you to do it freely. I want you to do it because you see the benefit of what we do. And I look at it honestly, we're like a church. We're a conservative version of church in that we are fighting for Judeo-Christian conservative values. And that word conservative encapsulates all that. Anyway, hopefully you figured out a way to laugh at life as well. And I hope this show helps you. Happy Pending Independence Day. People call it the 4th. I call it Independence Day. But I don't know how independent we're feeling these days. Are you feeling very independent? Because we have the most corrupt government in history. Not only are they stealing money for us all to empower what? More government. They made an absolute... I mean, they took a hammer to our independence. They absolutely bludgeoned us with our independence. Locked us down over a lie. How independent are you when they say, we want to bring on 187,000 new IRS agents? And you go, why? We're not paying enough? $6 trillion we've spent on the farce of WooFlu. We have a budget now that's $5 trillion and counting. They never seem to want to lessen the budget. And then they want to give more agents. Their solution to everything is to put more pressure on us to, you ready for this word, stress us out. And it's counterproductive. If you have a less stressed population who's happy, who wants to go out there and do what it does, they will be more productive and you will get what you want. You can lower the tax rate, make life easier for the people, let them know they matter, and you'd have a happy society. I don't know what it is with leftists, but they love seeing us in misery. What did it take to get somebody to finally out the IRS? And I'm not talking about on Lois Lerner. They should have outed the IRS on Lois Lerner, where we know she was prosecuting conservatives over our political views that would have made this country better. That's what I want you to understand. You have the right idea about everything. You have the right idea about how to raise your kids. You understand family. You understand faith. What is it? Faith, family, and freedom. You understand this better than anybody, better than any other citizen of the world. You, the conservative, understand that. And everything that you do works towards that. You truly, we do, we work towards the greater good. We are selfless in how we act. Not only in the strangers here in America, we see ourselves as American citizens, but to the citizens of the world, the American populace, particularly the conservative population in America, we are the first people to want to respond to crisis anywhere that it occurs, even with our enemies, because we don't even see them as enemies. We see them as countries that, okay, you want to get your way of life better? Congratulations. I have no problem with China wanting to be number one. Good. Game on. As long as it doesn't infringe upon what we're doing. As long as you're not being predatory, which is what they do. I can't speak to what our government does. I used to think I could. I used to believe that we were not predatory, that we had nothing but good intentions with other countries. I don't know that I believe that anymore. I used to think that we would spread, as they used to say, spread democracy around the world. Do we do that? I don't know that we do. I think that we manipulate other countries for our own benefit. And look, if countries want to get a part of our money, maybe they are manipulable. You know, maybe that's what should happen. But I think we can do things better. Anyway, short break, folks. Happy pre-independence day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots to discuss today. The Biden family, folks, is in trouble. I know many of you are concerned that the Bidens will escape justice, but they won't. We're going to get to that a little later in the broadcast. You'll love my take on it. So I hope you stick around or download the show and whistle while you work. Listen to the program. Oh, big decision by SCOTUS, college admissions last week, and other decisions that they made as well. We'll get to that later on in the broadcast, too. But where are we? I was talking about Independence Day, talking about how this government just willy-nilly decides, okay, we're going to do this or do that. And you're like, who made the decision that this is what we're going to do? So I'll use an example. In a war that nobody asked to be in, we're now fighting against the Russians. Did you want this? We exited Afghanistan with our tails between our legs. We talked about America having a non-intervention policy, which, by the way, if you watch Narcos or Narcos Mexico, you find out the U.S. is intrinsically involved with these countries and determines who gets to deal dope, who doesn't, pardon me, who gets to be the bad guy that they allow. And let me just say, I'm going to be a deal breaker here for this, you know, for you if you decide to watch Narcos Mexico. Amada, the guy who ends up running the drug trade, the CIA essentially said, we have to have somebody controlling these guys. And Amada is the most level-headed. Let's let him deal drugs because he can control the narcos while we supposedly wage our war on drugs. We don't have a war on drugs. We have a collusion with drugs. Now, I'm not denying, I'm not going to even tell you that you don't need to, you maybe that's the right decision. Maybe you have to understand there's always going to be evil and you need to understand how to work with them, and there's some people you got to let get away with a little dirt in order to keep things on even keel. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not that naive, but don't act like, you know, the government is all altruistic. It's doing all the right things. It is not. And who picks this guy? You know, bureaucrats we put into power say, let's pick Amada. Other ones could have picked El Chapo, for all we know. At the end of the day, well, let me tell you what we have. We have no war on drugs. We have drugs readily available. Since the so-called war on drugs, it is easier for you to get drugs than it was before the war on drugs. You want some coke? I've never done coke in my life. I bet you I could make 3 phone calls and get you some coke. And I don't even know anybody. Anyway, Afghanistan. We left there with our tail between our legs. Then we start to fund a war in Ukraine. And who started this war? Demented Joe tells Putin, go ahead and go in. Which, by the way, maybe Putin should have gone in. But he tells Putin, it's okay to go in because I know you've been fighting this battle with the UN to protect Russian citizens that are in Ukraine. But you go in there, and then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to demonize you. I'm going to make you a pariah. I'm going to make the world hate you so we can move the military-industrial complex further along. And that's what we've done. I have no idea what the implications are for us to pull out of Ukraine. But I know this. I know that Russia is really no real threat to the United States the way they claim it to be. I know people are going, Kevin, that doesn't make sense. We've been trained to believe that the Russians are the big threat. The Russians, outside of a bunch of antiquated nuclear weapons that are probably rusting, their nuclear arsenal, I remember when I was a kid, Russia has 3,276 nuclear weapons and the United States only has 2,302. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, we've got to catch up with the number of nukes. Well, all these nukes were developed in, understand folks, we started dropping atomic bombs in the 1940s. We are 80 years into the atomic arsenal. 80 years. Now, I don't know what you've got laying around for 80 years. You got anything, old toaster? Well, that probably still works. What do you have laying around for 80 years? That's still good. The technology is good. It's reliable. Tell me what you've got. Because, see, I don't have very much. Even the old TVs that with vacuum tubes. Understand this technology, folks, is 80. We're not talking 20 years old. They were 20 years old. Okay, let's just play that game. Do you have an old CD player? Maybe you bought one of the first ones. What does it look like? I mean, what is how does it compare? I'll tell you what. Go back 5 years on the TV you had. 10 years. I remember the first TVs you could hang on the wall. Suckers were probably 70 pounds. They were still heavy. And the technology, it was horrible. I mean, at the time, it was amazing. I remember the guy, a friend of mine, bought one. It was $10,000. $10,000. Do you know what you pay for an 85-inch, the best TV out there today? You know what you pay? $3,500. It is light years ahead of the one that this guy hung on his wall for 3 times the price. That's where technology is. So look at this nuclear arsenal, these 3,000 nuclear warheads. That was what they were saying back in the 80s. I don't know how many nuclear warheads the Russians have, but I'll tell you this. 80% of their arsenal is junk. junk. They're the threat? Really? A GDP of 1.78, just call it $1.8 trillion, the 11th largest economy in the world, and the United States could buy Russia 12 times over. That's how large our economy is. We're more than 12 times larger than the Russian economy. We're $24 trillion. You can do the math yourself. Mexico has the 15th largest economy. It's $1.2 trillion. You want to know why? Because we prop them up. The maquiladores and the business we do with Mexico. And oh, by the way, that illegal cocaine that I talked about from Narcos, that's a big part of their economy, whether they want to admit it or not. America is the reason why Mexico is successful. So we prop them up. South Korea is in the top 10. Okay? Where do you think they were a decade ago, 2 decades ago? You want to know where China was? China is the number two GDP in the world. And we, on a per capita basis, outperform them almost 6-1. They're the number two GDP. You want to know where they were in the year 2000? They were number 13. Number 13. That's how fast they've risen. Russia is not a threat to us. They have old nukes. That's why Joe Biden and team decided to pick on them. Because they have nothing. And we can control their economy. Because at the time, and Trump was doing it, by the way. Trump said, look, I'm leaving no stone unturned. I don't care how big Russia is. I'll hurt their economy. They will have to figure out something else to do. And he could do the same with China. But they didn't want that. People don't want to tell you that. They didn't want it. They want China to thrive. Why do you think China Joe? Why do you think they're paying that sucker all that money? So this is where we are. That's just one example. I have plenty of others. Take a short break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about this SCOTUS decision. Keep it here, folks.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. This may be the calm before the literal and air traffic storms. The National Weather Service has issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million thanks to the dangers from thunderstorms in the heartland and massive heat in the south and southwest. Air traffic is going to be busy again tomorrow as people head home from their holidays. Baltimore police say they're still searching for the suspects in a mass shooting that took place over the weekend. It's a bit of violence that has residents like Laquelle Nelson angry.
Enough is enough with this. We're losing our children. These are babies. We're losing them to gun violence.
Two were killed, nearly 30 wounded. Looks like we in the USA and most of the UK have one thing in common. We don't trust our governments. Only about a third in both countries said yes to the confidence question in a new Gallup survey. By contrast, 61% of Germans say they have confidence in their government. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A lot of people sent me notes saying, Kevin, what do you think about the SCOTUS decision? You know what I think about it. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Hey, before I get started, gotta give a shout out to Bob and Andy, the boys in the Cigar Club, my friends that are part of the religion that is called Scientology. And everybody goes, Kevin, don't go for the religion or whatever. I'm non-denominational. But I will tell you this. I want to say this again. I met Bob. Bob sends me a note. Says, Kevin, here's a little bit more information about our religion. And we became friends over it. Because, see, I don't measure people by what is going on at the top of their thing, because there's a lot of controversy in the religion. There's probably a lot of controversy with Baptists. There's a lot of controversy with Methodists. There's certainly a lot of controversy with the Catholic Church, right? But here's how I do measure. I measure by what these guys do on their own. I will tell you this. When I went down to meet with these guys at the Cigar Club, I have never met a group of more loving, giving people, honestly. Everybody there had a mission. When I say this, I'm talking about travel to Guatemala, travel to Mexico, travel to Nepal, working on projects, doing some amazing things. And the outcome of it was I got a great friend, Bob, Stu, Kirk, others, and my number one fan, Andy. Andy, the surgeon. And let me tell you how good these people are. Bob sends me a note. He says, Kevin, Andy and I are trying to figure out how we can help you monthly. Where's the link? They're literally, the link is not there. We want to help. I've already told you, when we did the show down in Florida, the comedy show, Andy comes up, hands me some cash and a gift card and a card. I mean, present. He's coming to a show. He's already paid. I think he paid for like 10 people to come. He was a sponsor for the show. Then he still hands me cash. These are amazing folks. I don't give a crap what anybody says. Amazing people. And I'm not talking about it from a religious perspective. You can think what you want about any group of people. It's like me and Lawrence. Lawrence and I were having a conversation. Lawrence runs he's one of the guys that runs One Urban Voice inside of Seeking Educational Excellence, our nonprofit. And he said to me, came out of the blue, he says, Kevin, he goes, you know, the Mormons take a lot of heat here in Arizona. Because in my neighborhood, there's probably 60-70% Mormon. And he goes, but they don't get arrested. Their kids are not bad. Their kids do mission trips, etc. And he goes, I think of them like the Amish. He goes, it's kind of weird. You know, it's a weird religion. Maybe it is. I don't know enough about it to make a comment. But he goes, it's kind of weird. It's different. But they seem to have good families. I have a friend. He's Mormon. He's got, I think, 7 kids. Every time I talk to this guy, yeah, Kev, I got the boys going to a wrestling event. We're going over here at Vegas. They're wrestling again. I'm teaching them. I'm taking them for training. I'm taking them for this or that. You watch them interact. They love their parents. The parents love the kids. And it's not a front. It's not like a lot of people I see that are fronting. So look, guys, I'm not measuring people based, because if we did, how about if people measure Americans right now based on our government? Based on Joe and Hunter Biden and this crooked government and what it's doing. If they measured that way, how would we measure up? So Andy, shout out to you, brother, and Bob, and the rest of the crew down there, and all the other people of all denominations, all, you know, races, creeds, sexuality, who support what we do. I appreciate you. And I'm not going to let anybody talk smack about people who put their efforts where their mouths is. In other words, there are a lot of people that talk, oh, Kevin, we're fans, big fans, and they don't volunteer to do anything. I'm happy for any level of fan. But I'm just telling you, there's lip service and there are people who, you know, who get talked about. And I say to these folks, you don't even know these people. And I'm not talking about at the highest level. Because I wouldn't want to be rated based on Joe Biden as an American. Anyway, probably way too long on that topic, but I definitely want people to know I will stick up for you because I care. And it's not because Andy gave me money or whatever. It's all the things that I talked about. What a great human being. And many others that I can't speak highly enough of you folks, honestly. Let's go back to the SCOTUS decision. No more looking at black people as unqualified, right? Now, if you're a black student, you're going to earn your way into college, and you're going to perform. And as the great Dr. Thomas Sowell said, go to the college that fits you. If you're black and you want to go to MIT, and you're in the top 10% of black students in the country, understand this. On average, you're going to be in the bottom 10% at MIT because other kids have prepped better than you have. My kids are an exception. I'll tell you why. Because I treated them like Chinese. I raised them like Chinese kids. You're going to perform. So, and I'll use my oldest son. When he went to Wharton, I knew he was more than qualified. 1,500 plus on the SATs. He goes there. He graduates magna cum laude. There was another black kid, I've told this story, who said he was the number one black kid in the country. I went, I don't know how they could measure that, but okay. And my son, within 6 months, said, Dad, that kid has more tutors, and I don't think he made it. I don't think he finished Wharton. Meanwhile, my not the number one black student in the country who scored very good on his SATs and I knew was prepared, finished in the top of his class. And he would have done so at MIT. Because you got to put the best there. But here's the thing. That kid that I talked about that flunked out of Wharton, he's going to flunk out of anything. Think about what it did to him. Where he thought, I'm the number one black kid in the country. And he goes there and he flunks out. And here's these other black kids doing pretty well, my son being one of them. If you can go to your level, it's okay. And what Dr. Thomas Sowell said is, if you go somewhere where it's accelerated, they're going to teach it at an accelerated rate. You're going to be behind. But if you go to a college where they understand they got to spoon feed you a little bit more, you're going to get you'll get there. In other words, you'll get the education you need. But if they can bypass it, because everybody knows calculus 3, differential equations, linear algebra, and all the math because it's natural to them, what are you going to do? You're going to be behind every single day playing catch up. And that's what happens. Doesn't mean you're stupid. It means you learn differently. Go somewhere where they teach differently. Go to where it matches to you. This is my biggest complaint in the education system, is the one-size-fits-all aspect. one size does not fit all. And I've had this affirmative action discussion with many folks, including leftists. Yeah. And I will tell you, they always come to my way of thinking. Because who wants to be thought of as inferior as a people? When black people are seen in an occupation, the first thing that crosses your mind is, are they affirmative action? There was a time when I was growing up where if a black person was your doctor, you knew he studied hard. He fought to get his education. You remember the movie, Hidden Figures, where that black lady was a NASA mathematician and she had to fight to get into college just because she was black. Do you think she was good? She's saying, put me with these white folks, I will show you I'm as good. That was the way we were. It was the Jackie Robinson, the Arthur Ashe generation, the Jesse Owens generation, the Joe Louis generation, the Jack Johnson generation that said, let me be the emissary for black folks. And they were proud to be it. There were many Rosa Parks and MLKs, ones you will never know their stories, in their little towns, always making black people look good. Why? Because we carry that on our shoulders. My grandparents ingrained in me the attitude of being the best and being a representative of black people. And without being racist, they said, we expect black people to be better. We held each other to a higher standard. And when all those black folks start to die off, you know what we're going to be left with, America? Poverty pimps. That's who's going to be leading black culture. And it's been happening since the 60s, since the days of Jesse Jackson. The poverty pimps took over. And you know it. Government will do it. Don't worry about government. Affirmative action, reparations, whatever else. And we became infantilized to the point where everybody else had to do it for us. Well, what happens when everybody else does something for you? You don't know how to do it for yourselves. And that's what's happening in the black community. They don't know how to do it for themselves. It's like, oh, somebody will do it. Why do I need to try harder? Why do I need to study harder? Why do I need to work harder? You know what? When I see a young black person working their butt off, I feel so amazing. I see them, and it warms my heart. It fills my spirit. It does. Anyway, we come back. We'll talk about how it's working out for the leftist enablers in these cities where blacks are being given affirmative action.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Black leftists need a healing, folks. They've been broken. Decades of white leftists, albeit liberal, opposition, as Malcolm X said years ago. And here is the great Malcolm X speaking on this very topic.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling. You take him for a friend.
There are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. Mm-hmm. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. Mm-hmm. The wolf doesn't act friendly. And therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that
I say that because it is usually if you study the structure of the Negro community, mm-hmm. economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal, mm-hmm. who usually poses as the friend of the Negro.
On the other hand, I think one could point to a large number of whites who have struggled for civil rights, for equality, and have got little or nothing out of it. Other than quite a few bruises.
Give me an example.
Well, the large number of white students who have gone into the South, for example, working for SNCC and other organizations.
Not working for SNCC or other organizations, but working for the white political machines who benefit by the voting efforts of Negroes.
Okay. Today, you could point to a large number of Negro leaders who have consistently betrayed Negroes in a whole host of areas.
They aren't really Negro leaders. These are puppets that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. These are parrots that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. You can't name me a Negro leader who has been a Negro leader who has been betrayed Negroes, who has not been endorsed, sanctioned, subsidized, and supported by the white liberals.
Welcome, folks. You can learn a lot from Malcolm X on that. He doesn't give any leeway. He offers no quarter to this guy. This guy says, hey, well, listen, what about these white kids that are part of SNCC that came down and marched on behalf of me? He's like, what? Working for who? White political machines that benefit from the voting efforts of the Negroes. And he says, oh, well, what about the Negro leaders? And he's like, what Negro leaders? He's like, name one that isn't endorsed, sanctioned, or subsidized by white liberals. Name one. You want me to help you? So, yeah, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and others like them, that ilk. Go look at where their money came from. To this day, go look at D. Ray McKesson and Sean White, all these guys, these fakes and frauds. Go look at Black Lives Matter. Look at who subsidizes these silly Negroes. It's uncanny. What Malcolm X was so right. He was spot on. When you're presented with, you know, these leftist arguments, and that's what this guy's doing. And look, I get what he's going to. He said, look, there were some white people that did it. And what Malcolm X is saying is the only white people that you could trust are the ones who did not call themselves liberals. What is it to be liberal? Oh, I completely was okay with black people dating other people and black people assimilating. That's an apologist. That's somebody who's saying, I'm better than they are and I want them over there. A true white person who says, I'm for equality is never going to be concerned about the color of your skin. They're going to say, that's not fair, period. And it's not about black or white. And that was the distinction that Malcolm X was trying to make. This isn't black or white. You recognize wrong, and you say, I'm going to correct it. But when you call yourself a liberal, oh, well, see, I'm okay with black people coming to my house. I'm okay with black people dating outside of their race. I'm okay with it. Well, why shouldn't you be? What do you want? You want a trophy for that? You want a trophy for letting black people be human? Well, shame on you. Justice Clarence Thomas blasted Ketanji Brown Jackson's arguments. He says it locks blacks into a seemingly perpetual inferior caste. Such a view is irrational. It is an insult to individual achievement and cancerous to young minds seeking to push through. Could anybody state that any better? Accordingly, Justice Jackson's race-infused rural view falls flat at each step. Individuals are the sum of their unique experiences, challenges, and accomplishments. What matters is not the barriers they face, but how they chose to confront these barriers. And their race is not to blame for everything, good or bad, that happens in their lives. a contrary, myopic view, worldview rather, based on individual skin color to the total exclusion of their personal choices is nothing short of racial determinism. Whoa. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to call this man my friend. Justice Jackson, he writes, then builds from her faulty premise to call for action, arguing that courts should defer to experts, he uses quotes, and allow institutions to discriminate on the basis of race. I'm going to stop there and just tell you, who are the experts? The people lying about what what they write about? These experts, the ones that will take data, unfactual data, manipulated data, and then try to convince you that there's some war against black people in America. The only war against black people in America is with black people in America. The war that they have with themselves, the war that they have with everything that Ketanji Brown Jackson stands for, and everything that Justice Clarence Thomas fights against. That's the war. The war that has led to more black-on-black crime than any other, or color-to-color crime than any other nationality. The war that has led to black people being given grace when they're committing crimes. The war that lets black folks completely disregard personal choice in how many babies they have, where they live, who they decide to look up to, the votes, everything that they do. They want to make it believe that, oh, this is all black folks and, you know, this is their fault. I mean, it's white people's fault that black people make bad choices. And white people should be made to pay for this. Now, how long is it that you're going to continue to give affirmative action to colleges and universities as you watch the dumbing down of black folks year after year? How long are you going to allow this to happen? What's it done? Give me the outcome. Blacks not graduating at the highest rate of any ethnic group. 60% of black people who go to college do not graduate within 6 years. And leave with or without their degree with more debt than any other ethnic group. And you want to continue to fund that? I see why leftists want to fund that. I know exactly why they want to fund it. He goes on, make no mistake, her dissent is not a vanguard of the innocent and helpless. It is instead a call to empower privileged elites who will tell us what is required to level the playing field among caste and classifications that only they alone can define? They are siloing us into racial caste and putting those castes against each other. This, the dissent somehow believes that we will be able, at some undefined point, to move forward together into some utopian vision. That's what Justice Thomas wrote. See, that is a sage view of things. Here's what I would say to you. If you want to give your kids the easy way, give them the easy way. I'm not giving my kid the easy way. I have an issue right now with my son, and I had a conversation with him the other day, and I said the following. If you think your mom and I are going to make it easier on you just because it's what you want, you got the wrong parents. You are going to conform to what we say. And there'll come a point in your life where you will thank us for this. Not here to be your friend. I told him, you're going to do your schoolwork. You're going to do it as if it was something you love and enjoy. You're going to do it to the best of your ability, better than anybody. That's what you're going to do, whether you like it or not. And I could go on. There is no utopia out there. The utopia comes from hard work and the satisfaction of that. And let me tell you, if you've ever done it, if you've ever solved the problem or done something that you thought was impossible or that you started out going, I don't know, what a great feeling that is. Everybody should have the pleasure of feeling that enjoyment.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.